So what would you say is your favorite memory?
What was the...
What's your favorite memory from the this campsite since you've been here since 1948?
My best memory.
Your best memory, yeah.
Some of those funniest things. Steve used to say that when I arrived and my wife was with me, I said, with the Duchess.
You've met the Duchess?
I said, she's the Duchess.
Oh, your wife? Your wife is a Duchess.
And several people told me, I said, how did you get a name like that? They said, well, when you arrived here, the first thing you did was took a chair out of the car and gave your wife a chair. She brought in my mind, she was better sitting on the chair and helping me to put the tent up. I was so funny. So it
always seemed that...
it's so funny.
Yeah, the men would set up the tents and the ladies would just sit back and wait for their home for the summer to be constructed.
She used to pull up the... clean the tent boat, but
yeah,
it's so funny. But that was my disappointment in life when she died.
Yeah, how long were you married for?
We got married in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
And not a very good time to get married.
No, it's been a bit difficult time. Yeah.
The Japanese rule over the Far East. Rommel was at the gates of Cairo. Anyway, it worked out all right in the end, though.
Indeed. Did you serve? Did you serve in...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you stationed?
I went to Bournemouth.
Uh-huh.
And... went to the Army Service Corps, and they were teaching people to drive.
Oh.
So I had to go with one of the instructors, and he said to me, oh dear, he says you're a better driver than anybody on this side. So then I had to take an officer out, and he says, oh, so I heard you were a good driver. He said, do you want to come on the staff? So I said, well, the teaching's not the same, is it? He said, well, that's all right. Anyway, they called my name out one day and said, you're going on leave and coming back on the staff. So I was on the staff, and we left Bournemouth because they were getting ready for the landing.
Oh, yeah.
And so there were all those people like us out of the way.
Yeah.
So it's like they had all the...
That was the landing. My
friend Leo, he was at Aldershot in the engineers,
yeah.
And they pushed him right up to Oban in the top there in Scotland.
Okay.
Yeah. And the move was in Carlisle. So we stopped in Carlisle until the end of the war, and then at the end of the war, we were teaching the Belgians. Premier gear, Premier and all this and that.
Mm.
But then when that finished and that was turned down, they didn't want any more drivers.
Yeah.
We went to Southend to a holding company.
My mum's from Southend.
And then from there, the holding company, we went to the stop by Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all right.
Yeah.
First of all, I was down in the woods, and they said, do you want to stop on the staff? So I said, I don't know. So anyway, they then sent me up on the aerodrome to do some work up there.
Uh-huh.
And I went in, and the chap said, ah, Charlie Walker. And it was the chap who'd been in number one battalion with me.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So I stayed there for a while, you know, and was sort of going out and picking up, breaking down the trucks and all that.
Yeah.
And then they said, do you want to stay on the staff? So I said to them, well, they tried that down